George Kroska played a major role in several areas with the early development of Richland Center in Richland County. And now for your Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. It's according to Chapter 7 of A Richland County History by Judge James H. Minor in 1906 that tells the story of George Kroska, one of the pioneer settlers of Richland County. He was born in Bellefontaine, Logan County of Ohio, May 12, 1832. He spent his early part of the life in Ohio growing up on the family farm before they moved to Richland County, Wisconsin in 1851. George Kroska received a good education in common schools in his native state of Ohio, but he supplemented this with academic courses at Geneva College in northern Ohio. His first trip to Richland County was in 1850. He was only 18 years old then, and he spent the summer here in Richland County, the region that was referred to, which was similar to his home state of Ohio. In the fall, he returned, and in 1851, he and his family came here. It was then engaged alternately in teaching school in Richland County and also working in his father's sawmill in Sextonville, Richland County, Wisconsin. In 1854, he embarked on the mercantile business and laid out the foundation for a successful business career in establishing a store in Richland Center and then what was Sextonville. Shortly afterward, he purchased the mill that was located there and the enterprise developed up until 1865. He engaged in the mercantile business in Richland Center for a number of years from 1870 on. He also opened a bank in Richland Center. Mr. Kroska was always looking to lead as a part of the public enterprise and improvements within the county itself. His material resources for the town and county, and what was liberally both, with ample means, he did so. While a member of the board of directors in Richland Center, he was one of the largest taxpayers in then the village of Richland Center and was instrumental in putting down the first artisan well, some 752 feet deep, which is now a source of inexhaustible supply of water for the community. He was one of the organizers and projectors as well for the principal stockholding of the Pine River Valley and Stevens Point Railroad line that came to Richland Center. It was an enterprise wholly and solely by capital that he was the president of the company for several years. Politically, Mr. Kroska, who was a Democrat, served two terms as a state senator from this area. He served in the Wisconsin legislature representing Richland County and Crawford County, and he was elected twice by a handsome majority over his opponent, who was Republican.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative, achy, breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.